It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. I brought something to show you today, but I left it on the porch swing. Do you have any idea what it might be? It's something that I played with when I was a little boy. Come and I'll show you. Please won't you be my neighbor? Is your boop drunk? Is your boop drunk is a ventriloquist's dummy. And when you practice being a ventriloquist, what you try to do is to talk without moving your lips like this. Hello, everybody. My name is Hisher. Hisher, I'd like to show how I can make your mouth open. I'll show you the controls back here. Hisher. See, now when you push this down, then that opens Hisher's mouth. See? Like that. And when I move this over, that makes his eyes move. These are very complicated things here, but there are other things that I can show you that Hisher does. For instance, his eyelids can go down like this, down and up. I'll show you that. See that? Or he can wink like this. Like he's falling asleep there. Ventriloquist dummies are like fancy puppets, but none of them is as fancy or as wonderful as a real live person. Oh, there's Mr. McFeely.
Hello there, Hisher.
Hello, Mr. McFeely.
Good day to you.
What do you have there, Mr. McFeely?
It's my new tricycle. Just thought you'd like to take a look at it.
Oh, that is great.
I have a rearview mirror. And
sure
there's
do.
A smell.
Oh, that feels good, you know.
It's for small deliveries and large deliveries.
Is this part of it?
Oh, no. This is a walker. I'm delivering to someone who just came home from the hospital. I'll show you what I mean. See, it's put it down like this and helps you walk. Put down like that and lean into it and say, walker, one, two, and then walker, one, two. Hmm. Would you like to try it?
Yes, I would. You say you put the walker.
Right, and then?
Well, it's like two canes, only it's a lot sturdier than,
that's right,
than canes. What happened to that person, Mr. McFeely?
Well, he was working on a high lift and he fell off. It was a scary accident, but he's getting better now.
Oh, he is?
Mm-hmm. I had better get
scary.
The walker over to him. There you go. That's the idea.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I'm glad there are such things to help. Just take the walker right back to the tricycle.
Yep. And to close it, you push this little button.
And then what?
Just push together, it'll collapse.
Oh. Squeeze it together. Well, I suppose he's anxious to get that.
Yep,
it was to walk.
Scary accident, but there were some people around to help him. They took him to the hospital, and now he needs the walker for a few weeks.
Boy, I'm glad. He's getting better.
Getting better. I'll just say, so do you think Hisher could say speedy delivery?
He could try.
All righty.
What did you say?
I said, Hisher, do you think you could say speedy delivery?
Speedy delivery.
That's right, and I'll say speedy delivery, Hisher. Good day, neighbors. Good day to you.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Mr. McFeely. Goodbye. fun to play like that, isn't it? But that sounds pretty scary, somebody falling from a high place like that. We could play about it. All right, let's go inside and play about it. Want to be up in this high place?
Sure.
Do you want to pretend that you're falling down?
Okay, but don't let me get hurt.
Okay. Let's just pretend that Hisher's falling down here. Went down, went boom.
I need a hug.
Okay, Hisher. Did you ever fall down and go boom? I think everybody does sometimes. But it sure feels good to have somebody you love close by when you're not feeling good, doesn't it? Sometimes you feel like holding your pillow all night long. Sometimes you hug your teddy bear tightly. He's old, but he's still strong. And sometimes you want to snuggle up closely with your own mom and dad. At night, you even need the light sometimes, but that's not bad. Please don't think it's funny when you want an extra kiss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. Please don't think it's funny when you want the ones you miss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. That's true. Yes, it is true, Hisher. Thanks for helping me with that. I played with Hisher a lot when I was a little boy. It just makes me remember a lot of those times. Let's make-believe now, all right? In our neighborhood of make-believe. Let's make-believe that somebody in the neighborhood climbs up somewhere and falls down, and that people come and help. Maybe it'd be somebody who climbs up on a ladder and falls down. All right? Neighborhood of make-believe, Trolley.
Trolley, did you get the ball? Oh, good, Bob Dog. You're such a playful creature. Would you like me to throw it again? All right. There. Oh, good for you. You certainly can brighten any day, Bob Dog.
Oh, thank you, Queen Sarah.
Oh, Bob Dog.
Oh, Handyman Magri. Why do you need a ladder, Handyman?
Well, Queen Sarah, I was trying to clean the turret, and I just wasn't tall enough to reach it.
Oh, I see. Put the ball here.
Bob Dog.
Now, careful, Bob Dog. Don't go near the ladder. Oh, we don't want Handyman Magri to fall.
You really do have to keep your balance on these things.
That's true.
Oh, would you answer the phone?
Sure, I'll get it.
Good. Thank you.
Hello. This is the castle of the queen, the king, the prince, Handy, and the dog. Can I help you? Yeah, sure I can help you with that, huh? A ball, you say? Okay, take care of it right away. I can borrow it, can't I, Queen Sarah?
Borrow what, dear?
Well, the ladder.
Oh, the ladder? Well, you'll have to ask Handyman Negri about that.
Handyman, may I borrow your ladder for a little? Well, see, X has a ball that's caught up in a tree.
Oh, I can get that for you.
No, I want to do it myself, okay?
Okay. I'm finished here. Now, you please be careful.
Oh, I will.
Yes, dear. Please be careful.
I promise, Queen Sarah.
All right. And we'll see you later, then.
I
hope you'll be all right with
it. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day for a ladder. Would you climb one?
Sure, I'd climb one.
Hey, well, that is really quick service, Bob Dog.
Yeah, like Mr. McFeely. Speedy delivery, speedy delivery. Now, where's your ball?
Well, it's right up there somewhere. Can you see it?
No, not yet.
It's probably higher.
Yeah.
Do you see it now?
Still can't see it. Maybe it's up on top.
Do you see it?
Not yet.
Just over a little bit.
Huh? Oh, yeah. I see it. I got it.
Oh, Bob Dog. Are you hurt, Bob Dog? Does that mean that you are or you aren't? Hey, Henrietta, come out here.
Meow, 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 you trouble, meow.
I think Bob Dog is hurt.
Meow, happened?
He was up on the ladder and he fell down and went boom on the ground.
Meow, meow, hurt, meow, dog.
Meow, meow,
meow. Meow, better call Dr. Bill Meowway.
I'll get him. Where would he be right now?
Meow, meow, office, meow, meow, Eiffel Tower.
I'd better get Handyman Negri, too. We need somebody big like Bob Dog.
Meow, meow, get me a play doctor's outfit.
Okay, Bob Dog, just stay right there and we'll get some help for you.
And it's Bill, wonderful to have my office here, Grandpère.
Oui, I like it very much to have a doctor in my tower, too. It's très bien. I see you later.
Okay, Grandpère.
Hey, Dr. Bill. Dr. Bill.
Hey, what is it, X?
Oh, it's Bob Dog. He was climbing on a ladder at my tree, and he fell to the ground, and all he can do is howl, and I think he's really hurt. Henrietta's putting on her play doctor clothes, but I think you should come and see him, don't you?
Oh, I certainly do.
Yeah.
You say he's at your tree.
Yes, he's on the ground in front of my tree, and I'm going to go ask Handyman Negri to come, too.
Oh, very good. I'll go right over myself, and you bring Handyman.
Yeah,
he can be of great help. Bob's a big dog, you know.
Yeah, I do know. Thanks, Dr. Bill. I didn't know whether you'd make a tree call.
Oh, of course, X.
Okay, see you later.
See you there. All right.
Handyman Negri, Handyman Negri, speedy delivery. Handyman Negri, Handyman Negri, speedy delivery.
Handyman Negri.
Handyman Negri.
Oh, thanks for helping me, Mr. McFeely.
Well, Handy. I need him myself, X. I have a delivery here for him.
Oh, well, I need him for an emergency.
What's the matter?
It's Bob Dog.
Well, what happened to him?
Handyman Negri.
Have you been calling me?
We sure have.
We surely
have.
Well,
I was in the back of the castle doing some work, and I just heard you right now.
I have this delivery here for you.
And I have this problem, this bad problem.
Oh, what is it, X?
Well, I was just starting to tell Mr. McFeely it's about Bob Dog. He brought your ladder to my tree, you know.
Yeah.
And when he got the ball out of the branches, just before he was about to come down, he fell. Boom.
Oh, well, we better call Dr. Bill.
I already have. Good. But he said to get you to come, too, because Bob Dog is so big.
Oh, you better come along, too, Mr. McFeely.
Well, I'll be glad to help.
Oh, thanks, both of you. Thanks.
Okay.
You're going to be all right, Bob Dog. We'll take good care of you.
Meow, meow, coming. Meow, Handyman. Meow, Mr. McMeowly. Meow, X.
How is he, Dr. Bill?
He's going to be all right, but we'll have to take him to the hospital to see about his bones. No, not bones to eat, Bob Dog. Your own bones. We'll need some X-rays.
Oh, and to think that we were all having such a good time, too.
Yeah. Meow, anybody told meow King Friday, meow Queen Sarah?
No, we'll have to do that.
Meow, call them, meow, meow telephone.
Okay.
Can we help, Dr. Bill?
Can you lift him up very carefully?
Sure.
And try to keep the weight off his leg by supporting his arms, just like crutches.
Okay.
And I'll move to give you some more room here.
Over
here. Meow, Friday, meow, you have to take them, meow, right away, meow.
Well, that's on the way to the hospital, Henrietta.
Hi, and I'll meet you at the hospital. Come as soon as you can.
All right.
Let's go.
Okay, and I want to thank you all for all your help.
And thank you, X. You did a lot in a hurry. A good job.
I'm so sorry for poor Bob Dog.
There was a lot of playing going on today, was there not?
Oh, we were having a very good time.
It didn't end up that way, however. Mr. McFeely, Handyman Negri, Bob Dog, I presume.
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Oh, poor Bob Dog, I'm so sorry you're hurt. Well, of course, but we'll take good care of you.
And I'm going to see that there will be no further accidents here. I now make a new rule. There will be no more play in this neighborhood of make-believe.
No more play.
Nobody may play anything anymore.
Oh, but Friday, that would be just impossible.
I will not have any more foolishness causing accidents. Is that understood?
Yes, King Friday.
And is it understood that there will be no more play in this neighborhood?
Yes,
sir. We'll talk more about that anon.
In the meantime, I think we should get over to the hospital.
You may exit, but remember the rule.
Yes, sir.
Well, of course you're sorry, dear. We'll work everything out.
You won't change my mind.
Well, here we go to the dog hospital.
And remember, no more play.
Yes, sir.
Why, Friday, that's just impossible.
Not so playful with your running trolley. No more play in this neighborhood.
So Bob Dog falls down and gets hurt, and King Friday makes a rule that nobody's allowed to play anything anymore. Well, the king's rule is a very foolish thing, because if they can't play, nobody's going to be able to grow or learn anything, especially ways of managing their feelings. What will we think about that? We'll have to make up more about that tomorrow. One thing we can do is to give some food to the fish, just a little. If you want to, you could pretend about Bob Dog in the hospital and how he's doing there. In fact, you could use one of your toys and you could pretend you were the doctor or the nurse or Handyman Negri or Mr. McFeely, people who were helping Bob Dog. Feels good to pretend you're a helper. Here's something I want to show you. Tractor. You could even pretend that you were a helper driving along in a tractor. This is a sturdy toy. I think I could even sit on it myself. So well made. See the different pieces of wood? That's one piece right there. This is another piece, a round piece of wood for the steering wheel. Here's another piece here. Let's take a look at the wheels. Two of this kind. And two of this kind. You know, I'd like you to see how people make toys like this. A fine, sturdy toy like this tractor. Here's a pile of raw, thick wood. Can you imagine that wood would be made into a tractor? The wood gets sawed into pieces by this machine. People have to be very careful when they use machinery like that. And the wood wood rolls down this conveyor to a machine that smooths it so that it's not rough. See how smooth it looks? Now, those are sheets of plywood. Different kinds of wood, different thicknesses of wood to make different shapes, all for the same little tractor. Look at all of those blocks of wood. Now, the people use a machine that rounds off the wood. It's called a router. See the rounding bit on that machine? Well, that puts a round edge to the wood. And each piece of wood is rounded off like that. It takes a lot of time to make a toy like this tractor. Now, people use an electric drill to make holes for the screws to go in. What do you suppose that round piece of wood's going to be used for? Can you imagine? There's one round piece of wood on every toy tractor. You just keep watching carefully, and after a while you'll see what that's used for. Then every piece of wood is sanded very smoothly, so there won't be any splinters. Someone's spraying lacquer on this wood. It seals the wood and gives it a shiny look. But the round piece is going to be painted blue. That's the only piece of wood that's painted a different color. Look at all those parts that are going to be put together. The screws go in to hold two of the parts together. And now more parts go together with more screws. I like to look carefully at work like this. See what's going on the back there? The two wheels. It's really starting to look like the tractor now, isn't it? The front wheels. Piece by piece. Now they're going to put the round blue piece on. You see what it is? It's the steering wheel. Don't you suppose those craftsmen are proud of what they've made? And the people who make toys like this want children to use them in safe ways. Just like your parents want you to play safely, too. Because they care about you. They don't want you to get hurt. That's why sometimes they'll say, don't climb so high on that ladder, or don't touch that broken glass. That's what caring parents do. But a caring parent would never say, you may not play at all, not ever. No, because there are lots of safe ways to play. Come on, Hisher, I'm going to give you a ride on this tractor. Yeah, around in a circle. When I was a little boy and had a hard day, I often liked to take a ride. Yeah. With my parents and friends. I also liked to pretend about things, too. It's good to be able to pretend. Pretending you're a pilot or a princess. Pretending you're a doctor or a king. Pretending you're a mother or a father. By pretending, you can be most anything you want to think about. By pretending, just pretending, you can try out many things. By pretending, your own makeup play can be different every day. But it's your work, it's important, pretend. You can try out life by pretending. You can even say you're a baby today by pretending. Pretending. Sometimes you feel like pretending that you're somebody very big. And sometimes you feel like pretending you're somebody very small. It's really important learning to play, being a good player. If you've ever been to the doctor or gone to the hospital, you know how good it feels when it's time to come home. You can often feel how much you've grown inside after you've done something that has been hard to do. And isn't that a good feeling? It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. Long his shirt. You always make each day such a special day. You know how? By just jurying you. I'm not much of a ventriloquist. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.